It's 74 degrees and sunny in Nashville. We expect plenty of sun today, but also a 70% chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. So basically, similar weather to yesterday. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Today is the last day to register to vote in Tennessee's primary election ahead of the midterms. Congressional districts and voters' precincts have changed since the legislature heeded a call from President Donald Trump to redraw the state's congressional map in favor of Republicans. Nashville and surrounding counties are now in five different congressional districts. Early voting in the primaries begins next Friday with primary election day on August 6th. The winners of those races will be on the ballot for their party in November. Nashville's Metro Council meeting could be livelier than usual tonight. Multiple proposals to regulate or temporarily block new data centers are open for public feedback. And for the first time, in anticipation of an influx of speakers, the Metro Council is issuing tickets to speak. In recent weeks, data centers have caused a buzz in Nashville. A proposed facility near the zoo has elicited widespread opposition, including a petition signed by more than half a million people. Hundreds showed up to a Metro Planning Commission meeting last month to express opposition to the center, as well as voice support of the bills now up for a public hearing at the Metro Council. In a release, the council says they'll start giving out tickets at 5 p.m. on the second floor mezzanine of the historic Metro Courthouse. The city aims to minimize time standing in line. Black bear cubs orphaned in the wild may soon find a new temporary home at the Appalachian Bear Rescue. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports it's a 30-year-old wildlife rehabilitation facility near Gatlinburg that just reopened its doors after a lengthy closure.
In late 2024, the Appalachian Bear Rescue stopped taking in bear cubs following a pneumonia outbreak. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency euthanized 13 cubs at the facility. The two groups have since set up an agreement with new protocols. And director Greg Grieco says the bear rescue raised about $1 million from supporters to expand its wildlife enclosures.
Raising the amount of money we did and accomplishing this work in that period of time seemed insurmountable a year and a half ago.
Black bear cubs lose their moms from car crashes, starvation, hunting, or when TWRA euthanizes them after conflict. The Appalachian Bear Rescue has historically succeeded at rehabilitating cubs in a way that ensures similar survival rates to wild cubs. Grieco says he hopes the new protocols will still give rescued cubs the best chance at a healthy life in the wild. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org, including the Signal Species stories that Caroline and others in the Appalachian Mid-South newsroom have reported on over the last month. Species like bears that tell us a lot about what's going on in the larger natural world. And this is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.